Right, Peter Hutton, Finn Harps manager, a 1-1 draw tonight against Waterford United. An encouraging night for you and your side?
Well, the second 45 was more encouraging. First half we were very, very poor. We didn't get at it at all, I think. If anything, maybe the boys were seemed a little bit anxious. Maybe just because it's the start of the first league game and the sort of the serious business as such. And we looked anxious and we looked, if anything, a wee bit withdrawn. And we invited them on, and I'll have to look at that myself too. Maybe we set up wrong in terms of the formation and that, and that's why we changed at the end of half time. We went more adventurous with the two up top. And but I mean, even saying that, when we did the 4-3-3 in the first half, we sat too deep, not just at back, as a back four, but sat too deep as a three and then a three again. So I mean, it's, and I mean, that's the players just trying to be honest too, and not make mistakes and sort of overly compensating. But second half, as I say, half time we addressed a few issues, and second half I thought we were much better.
You had a couple of good chances yourself just before Waterford went ahead in the 19th minute.
We had a great chance where Tom McMonagall flashed one over the bar, and if anything, I think it was, I think it might have been Wizzy McGowan took a touch and it failed him, and he was about to strike himself, and Tommy sort of swung at it and took it off his foot. So, no, just we snatched at it, you know, and as you say, a few chances went. I think again there was a shot and Wizzy himself was lying on the line and sort of blocked it from going in and stuff. So I mean, not half chances, but I thought we were in great first half, you know.
Yeah, I suppose fair to say, would it, that you were a wee bit fortunate to be just the one in arrears then at half time, because they had a couple of very good chances after they scored themselves.
Yeah, and again, just as I say, we looked as if we were anxious and nervous, and defensively too. We obviously had to change a few things with James Dory's suspension too, and whilst I thought we'd done quite well, but we made a lot of silly mistakes, even in the lead up to their goal. Both Keith Cowan and Damien McNulty went for the one ball in the air, and that sort of led to them getting them behind us and the cross for the goal. So I mean, if we had nipped that at source, then you know, that's just common, just silly mistakes, schoolboy errors, where just one doesn't take responsibility and puts his name on the ball as such and deals with it. So I mean, we try and sort of learn from those mistakes, you know.
As you said, you changed things at half time, brought on Sean McCarron, and himself and Kevin worked very well up top.
Yeah, well, Sean, to be fair, I mean, we didn't have him last week because his registration only came through, or clearance came through this week. So it's great to have him, and it gives you another dimension then as well. He's a good young player, still a lot to learn, obviously, but he linked well with Kevin, and I thought he took his goal exceptionally well. So, I mean, it's just part of the process now of sort of getting him ingrained into what we're trying to do here. But I mean, it's a great start for him, you know, and gets his sort of Van Harp's career up and running.
I suppose it looked at that stage like he'd lost the game. You were entering the final minute and he pops up with the equaliser. Great time to get a goal.
Oh, no better time. Yep, as you say, it looked as if sort of we were running out of time, and for all our endeavours in the second half and all our better play, so second half it looked like it wouldn't be enough. But as you say, I thought we thoroughly deserved the point on our second half performance alone.
And I suppose the game ending on something of a sore note with a straight red card to Thomas McBride.
Yeah, very, very, I need to be careful what way I phrase this, but very harsh decision to say the least. I mean, for him to say he went with 2 foot of tackle, when this whole stand here could see it was one foot of tackle and he won the ball clean. I mean, it's even the fact that it was just 1 foot shows there was no sort of, and it was his first tackle of the whole game. And it's an absolute disgrace. We've just since learned that someone within the refereeing fraternity had already spoken about him being a marked man this year, and I hope they think that's not the case because of his history. Because pre-season he's been absolutely exceptional. He's shown great discipline, and even the day in the match earlier in the first half, the guy caught him off the ball with a blow to the fist. And he dealt with it, and he got on, and again the referee didn't do anything about it, and yet he pulls him up on a red card for that sort of tackle, which is mind blowing. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace of a decision.
Judging by your reaction, you will appeal the red card.
Well, we'll have to discuss it now once we sort of calm down a bit. But I mean, I don't see what, if anything, can be done about it. But no, certainly I thought it was very harsh, and we will, if there is a means to appeal it, then we will appeal it. But at the minute, it's unfortunate both for Tommy and the team, because he's been exceptional in pre-season, and again in the night, again I thought he was top class, and for him to get punished like this, as I say, we're led to believe he's been a marked man. And but I'll be making noises to the right people.
And
this week,
I suppose, coming away to the promotion favourites, Peter, and getting yourself a 1-1 draw, it sets it up nicely now for your first home game next week.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's a good point. A lot of teams are going to find it very, very difficult coming here and getting anything. Waterford are title favourites, and I mean, they've a good squad here, and they've done well, particularly first half. You can see they've signed a few quality additions in Vinny Sullivan, Paddy Quinn, and Graham Cavan at the back and that too. So I mean, no, they're a good side, and so coming here and getting a point is a good result for us. But as you say, we hopefully now can take that forward to the Cove game, particularly the second half performance.